Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete on AM 1050 WLIP.
Wake Up Kenosha, AM 1050 WLIP. It's Wednesday morning, and that means it's time to talk about our health and weight loss and some good information along those lines. It's Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness. Sherry, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing well myself. I was telling you off the air, and I've been saying it on the air, I'm in a very excellent mood this morning as things are starting to trickle back to normal a little bit here in the world. And I know lots of people have been looking forward to that. And so it's going to be nice, feeling optimistic about it. Now, we got a pretty interesting topic this morning, and we're going to be talking about cholesterol and statins, which is one of those things where people can go to the doctor, they probably get tested, maybe have been diagnosed with high cholesterol. So let's start right there. Is cholesterol, Sherry Stoka, bad for us?
Okay. So cholesterol in the diet, you know, that's a little bit more of a complicated answer, but cholesterol is definitely not bad for us. I think it's important just to kind of start from more, you know, a foundational point and say that, you know, cholesterol is manufactured in our body if we, you know, and it does that because it's so important. So if we're not getting enough in the diet, the body will produce it on its own. And cholesterol does so many different things. It's part of the cell membrane of every cell in our body. It's needed to produce hormones and vitamin D. So it's so crucial to human health. And I think the name cholesterol, people fear that word. And I think, again, it's important to really look at things a little differently.
Right. And this is one of those things where you hear cholesterol, it's sort of like the word fat. You just think, well, I just should avoid it at all cases. But, you know, it's a little bit more complicated. But let's make it, just to catch me up a little bit, what is cholesterol? What are we talking about when we're talking about that term?
Yeah, so cholesterol is literally, it's like this waxy type substance that, like I just mentioned, is a part of so many different things in the body. And so it's one of those things that, it's found everywhere in our body, and we kind of just think of it as a bad type of fat, and that's really not what it is at all.
Right. It sounds like it's absolutely necessary, but people suffer from high cholesterol. So what is the cause of high cholesterol?
So elevated cholesterol is basically the body telling you that something is going on. There's some type of stress on the body. There's some type of inflammation. You know, elevated cholesterol is not from eating high cholesterol in your diet. What I will say is you can get high cholesterol from eating a poor diet, you know, processed foods, high sugar diet. That can absolutely elevate cholesterol because those types of diets are putting enormous stress on your body. So cholesterol is basically just a way for your body to say, listen, something is off here, and we need to look deeper into, you know, what is really causing this elevation.
So if we go to the doctor, we get diagnosed with high cholesterol. The main thing, or maybe even the advice you get is, well, just avoid it in your diet. But you're saying, well, let me ask you this: should we avoid cholesterol in our diets?
Well, I will tell you this, that the FDA, the USDA, they took cholesterol off of the food labels about, I think that was like 3 years ago, because there was no proof that cholesterol was detrimental to health. And so you can't even find cholesterol levels on the food label anymore. So again, there's no reason, if you're eating an overall pretty good diet, you're not going to be eating too much cholesterol. So it's not something that people should really fixate on. Now, if you're someone who has a condition called familial hypercholesterolemia, which is rare, but it's a condition where your body actually does overproduce cholesterol. So that may be a situation where maybe you're watching that a little closer, but for the most part, it's really not an issue if for the, you know, you're eating a relatively healthy diet.
Talking with Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD and Wellness, talking about cholesterol, and I've already had some preconceived notions shattered in this conversation, so let's go for another one, Sherry. Are statins an effective therapy when it comes to high cholesterol?
No, they're not. Okay. So, I know I get so fired up sometimes, but I try to take a step back and help people understand certain things about medications. But, you know, statins are essentially, they are inhibiting the production of cholesterol. So our body makes cholesterol on its own when needed. So essentially a statin is cutting off the ability for the body to produce cholesterol. So anytime, again, you alter that normal physiology, the normal part of the human body that's supposed to protect us, it's never a good thing. And so what's happening now, especially with the people that we see, is, you know, they come to us, they're usually on a statin, they're getting healthier, their cholesterol is normalizing, and now they're still on their statin, and now their cholesterol is way too low. So now they can't produce, the hormones that they need. They can't produce vitamin D. There's so many side effects that go with long-term use of statins that are pretty significant as well. And I can talk a little bit about that, but I think, you know, just to keep this answer short, you know, those you really need to look into a little deeper before you start that.
Yeah, and it sounds to me, just as a generalization, treating the symptoms of it or of overproduction and not the causes, the root causes, which I know is a passion of yours at Weightless MD and Wellness. And look, this is why I say you got to get over to Weightless MD. You get this kind of insight and information every time you visit, especially as you're getting started in your weight loss journey. So, Sherry, we're running short on time, but I want to give people an opportunity to follow up with you. What's the best way to get in touch with Weightless MD and Wellness?
Yes, people can definitely call our office at 262-226-2046. Again, going on our website is weightlessmd.com. And those are the best ways to get in touch with us.
Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD and Wellness. Appreciate the time. Stay safe and healthy. I'll be by for my weigh-in a little bit later on, and we'll catch up with you on the air next Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pete.
Appreciate it. Sherry Stoka, Wednesday mornings here on AM 1050 WLIP. Got Steve Casey, Casey Family Options in our next half hour, and Meredith Jamisco, Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau with Weekend Fun. And some fun in between those times as well. Lenny is here after 8 o'clock. Spin the money wheel after 7:30.